This past week, every registered household in our parish received our annual 2020 annual report for the cathedral in the mail. If the cathedral is your home and you didn't receive one, maybe because I don't have an address to communicate with you. If that's the case, number one, I'd like to have your information so we can stay in touch. And number two, there are copies of the annual report as you leave this morning on the table. Please take one. Well, I got my own in the mail, which was kind of weird. But I was excited to open it and read my letter from me to me. And I thought, wow, I couldn't have said it better myself. Well, the word at the top sums it up. Discipleship. And not just because that's our focus as a parish from 2019 to 2021, but because just as the followers of Jesus in the first century had to face unprecedented challenges to be a disciple, so too the followers today. And when we started our discipleship journey a year ago, I realized that the first person Jesus was calling to follow him was me. Now you might say, Father, you've been a priest for 15 years. Well, true. When I became a priest, I gave God complete access to everything. Everything except Wednesdays, which was my day off, and my bank account, and my mornings before Mass starts. Those were all off limits to the Lord. And I realized that in this past year. And some days I've risen to the challenge, and some days I've shrunk from it. And I've watched some of you grow as well. I invited each one of our staff members personally to rise to the discipleship challenge. And so many of you read our discipleship book along with me, or came to our discipleship talks, or did things that I'm not even aware of at home, or in school, or at work. And when all of a sudden we couldn't get together for anything, for some of you, it became an absolute burden. And for others, became the source of your strength. And for some who are joining us from all over on our Facebook page this morning, it's still a challenge because your ability or even your desire to be with us are not what they once were. And that's one of the beautiful things about today's gospel. Whatever your response was a year ago or 6 months ago, what matters is your response today. And that discipleship is in every aspect of our lives, including how we use our financial gifts. And so even though I don't speak to it very often, I'd like to say a few words this morning about our financial picture, the highlights of which are on the last page of the annual report. And some would frame it as good news and bad news. But as disciples, I'd rather view it as opportunities seized, opportunities missed, and opportunities to come. The single greatest source of parish income, the biggest part of the pie, well more than half, remains what you put in the collection basket because you're grateful to God. In the year that ended on June 30th, our offertory collection decreased by about $40,000 from the previous year. Now, there are two ways to look at that. One could ask, why did it decrease that much? Well, for 3 months of that year, there was no offertory basket. There was no mass offered in public. For some of you, there were less hours of work or no paycheck at all, even still for some. But one could also ask, in this unusual year, how did it only decrease that much? Well, I witnessed with my own eyes people who slid their envelopes under the door or stuffed them in the box in the candle shrine, people who handed me their envelopes in the confessional, at the grocery store. I watched people signing up for online giving, people who told me that they're actually making more money now than they did before, or got a stimulus check and didn't need it, or now their kids are getting lunch for free at school, or in their own way expressed their gratitude for everything. So, however you choose to look at it, the parish offertory giving last year was about $40,000 less than the year before. Nonetheless, for the first time in many years, our income was enough to meet our expenses. Is that a good thing? Sure it is. That was a goal that was clearly identified by you in our Faith Forward pastoral plan for 2018 to 2023. But that is more of a reflection of our change in expenses. And it did not come without difficulty. The shared sacrifice over the last few years has included a reduction of one maintenance staff, one pastoral staff, one secretarial staff, and one teaching staff. This last year, the expenses were also significantly cut by the fact that there was no coordinator of youth ministry for half the year and no facilities manager for half the year. Now, fortunately, both of those roles have been filled, which was another one of your goals in the Faith Forward plan. However, that means that the financial balance that was present last year, praise God, will not be present this year without your grateful financial assistance. Additionally, some facility needs that have been postponed recently may not be able to be postponed anymore, perhaps beginning with the air conditioner above your head, which I reset for the 40th time yesterday morning. This cathedral parish has many disciples, including a lot of you sitting here, and many of you at home wishing that you could be here. Wherever you are at on that journey, And I've been honest with you that I've been at different places on that journey. Think of the two sons in the gospel. Whatever your answer was before, the invitation still stands. Come, follow me.